This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've probably, if you lived in San Diego for a while, driven by our KGTV studios on the 94 freeway. Have you ever driven by? Well, you've been there once.
I've been there, yes.
Paul, you've
with
been there
you
as well.
Several times.
And I used to live in La Mesa. I'd take the 94 to Petco Park.
So if you take
Park
the 94 on the way into Petco Park, you'll see the big obelisk, we call it, where it's just the tall tower that says KGTV. The entry to Channel 10 is right along the 94 there. We actually have a long kind of driveway that goes past the new Crest Beverage building, and then we come to a gate where the key card, and you go through the key card gate.
Big Coca-Cola factory
there, right? The Coca-Cola, it's the Crest Beverage building, but it's big old building there. So we're the second building down the lane, and it's right parallel to the 94. So as I was pulling in a couple days ago, There was a tow truck pulling out a completely mangled SUV from our driveway lane. For the fifth time in the last 5 months, a car had careened off the 94 right into our driveway.
Oh.
And this has happened constantly, which is crazy. Five times in 5 months. And every time, complete, like, totaled accident, like, takes out our fence, the lights, everything, and they keep fixing it, and someone drives off the freeway in that same spot and ends up in our lane, and just hopefully
off the freeway
through the fence, down the embankment, and right into our driveway. We're just lucky that no one has actually been waiting to, like, get into the gate at that time.
They don't
or
come
coming right
off
out
the freeway.
They,
like,
come totally
in the air.
Yes, they fly off the freeway.
How far is
in the
drop?
Air? Not very. I mean, it's about 5 or 6 feet down off the freeway.
It's a good piece,
yeah,
though, still.
Yeah, you know, and that's why the cars end up mangled and completely destroyed.
Oh, my God.
So they have a retaining wall that they've added. They say, okay, just wait. If you're waiting, wait behind the retaining wall just in case someone comes off the freeway.
I'd park down the street and run and jump over the fence if I had to. That is, you're sitting there waiting for the slow-ass gate to open.
So my public service announcement this morning, if you're driving at the 94 right before the 805 connector where Channel 10 is, please be careful and don't end up like multiple cars now have
once a month
crashed through the freeway into our driveway on the way into Channel 10.
Good Lord, man.
Scary.
It's very,
it's very scary.
Yeah, very, very scary.
All right, final hour here.
I thought you were going to relate somehow a careening car to the San Diego Padres.
No,
I was waiting.
It's not
the,
a metaphor.
The metaphor, like, much like Tyler Wade's San Diego
call
Padres
it, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No. You know, by the way,
I had no puns. I had nothing to share other than just wanting everyone to be careful out there on the roadways.
I thought I knew you, and now I was waiting for the sports analogy, and I did not get it. Now I'm feeling a little bit unsatisfied.
Sorry.
If I have to be honest.
Did you want me to tie it into the spring football game at Snapdragon Stadium or something? Because I got nothing for you. I got nothing for you, Woods. Nothing. All right, let's get to the Rondo Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right. Woods is giving me a weather report for Colorado tonight.
Yeah,
more important for Sammy in terms of, like, rain delay theater and such.
What do we got? I want to hear
a little moist in Colorado.
I thought we weren't allowed to use the word moist.
Well, the moon is waxing gibbous, whatever that means, in Colorado tonight. High of 45. A little bit.
High of 45.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Monday night.
High of 45?
At night. Yeah. Today, 75.
No, that's the high then. That was a low.
Oh, sorry. The low tonight.
Low.
Well, no.
45.
Day, 75.
Yeah.
Night, 45. I'm looking at
that's
this.
That's the high temperature and the low temperature. It's not day and night. It's the high temperature and the low temperature.
It's going to be wet tomorrow, and it's going to be wet Thursday.
But not Wednesday.
But not Wednesday. Wednesday's mostly sunny.
Okay.
There you go. You want to make sure you get all these games in.
All right, gentlemen, we will start off. How about with a local note? We were at the game yesterday with everybody, and we were talking with Craig Elston. He was telling us about his evening planned with the San Diego Sockers. So if I get this right, they had to play a full match.
Correct.
In which they had to win.
Correct.
And then should they win that match, they play the mini game. I don't know what it's
15-minute, one quarter, 15-minute mini game to decide the series against the Chihuahua Savage.
And you have to win that one.
Yeah, got to win that one. Winner of the mini game, should you get to that point, goes on to the Ron Newman Cup Finals.
Correct.
Where the Sockers have won many of them.
Well, 16, I think.
17. It didn't work out as we would have liked. They got to the mini game, but they did lose in the mini game, so their season has ended. But I did see the call of they had a triple overtime.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. The first game went three overtimes.
Craig was even explaining. It's almost like he talked this into existence. He was telling us the first overtime is just a normal period, no golden goal, and then after that, it's next goal wins.
It's not like your adult league basketball, 30-second overtime, and then first basket wins.
Paulie has a 30-second overtime.
Yeah. Adult league basketball.
STABL, they are trying to get as many games packed into a Thursday night as possible.
30 seconds!
We lost our game last week in double overtime, which was sudden death. They tip off, and it is a 30-second overtime, which is one possession, because we're all fat old guys that are out of shape after 40 minutes of regular basketball. After 30 seconds, if it's tied, which it always is, next basket wins.
Yeah. So these are actually very fit professional athletes, soccer players. They were all brutally exhausted by the end of the first game, the three overtimes. They were
both
done.
Teams had to still play it.
They were toast. Well, and Paul, you can play the winning goal, which was amazing.
I want to play that. A little Craig Gasm.
Gabriel Cerda, yeah.
Kosha.
So that was fantastic. And then they went into the locker room for like 15 minutes and had to come out and play another period.
Now, he pounded that goal in there, too. Holy cow.
If you want to give Chihuahua, I was watching this, give Chihuahua credit. They have more players. So they decided, we're going to start all new guys. Like, they had, like, fresh guys. The Sockers had the same, they didn't have the same depth. So they just had the same guys out there who were like, and they ended up losing 2-1 in the extra 15-minute game.
So gnarly, man. Last game for them at Pechanga Arena.
That's right.
Well.
That was it. They moved up to Front Wave Arena in Oceanside next season. So, yeah, season came to an end for the Sockers. Wave also lost on Friday, 1-0 to Orlando.
Got another local news note here. San Diego State basketball transfer portal is alive and well, and had a couple of moves related to the San Diego State men's basketball team. First, somebody that they played a couple years ago in the Final Four, Florida Atlantic. They are getting a 6'3" point guard, Nick Boyd, who is transferring out of FAU, and he posted a picture of himself in a San Diego State Aztecs uniform on Saturday and said, let's do this.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you post yourself in that uniform, I think that's pretty solid there.
Right to the source. But departing San Diego State is Micah Parrish. He is going to, he announced he's going to Ohio State. Or I should say
the Ohio State.
I'm not really sure about that. San Diego State's definitely a better program, but
Ohio State's more got that in NIL money, I would think. Yep.
You know, it's like Keyshawn Johnson left after 2 years ago and went to Arizona, got a lot of money in NIL deals. So I guess that's just the NIL world that I think we're all still kind of getting used to. But Mike Parrish gone. Nick Boyd, welcome to San Diego State.
Upgrade.
He's a point guard, handles the ball well, plays defense, and is a pretty good shooter, was one of the winner on their team. Now, Micah Parrish was supposedly a good shooter, and he did not have
a good shooting
season last year.
He's a good hitter.
So
why doesn't he hit good?
Hopefully it's an upgrade. What is exciting, though, is that Nick Boyd is a winner. He actually He hit a game-winning shot in the NCAA tournament the game before. Lamont Butler hit the shot on him. Nick Boyd was the one guarding Lamont Butler when Lamont Butler hit his shot to put San Diego State in the finals. Had Lamont missed, Nick Boyd would have been the big hero of that NCAA tournament. And now, potentially, if Lamont Butler returns, then indications are that he may, if he doesn't go to the NBA draft, he's declared, but he could pull his name out and come back to San Diego State. They could end up being teammates for one Pretty season cool. at San Diego State. Two NCAA tournament heroes on the same squad for a season. That's pretty cool.
And finally, Woodsy, need you to chime in on this
sure.
one. A couple months ago, probably it was now, I gave you the finalists or the nominees for the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class.
Yes.
And yesterday on American Idol, they announced.
They did it on American Idol.
They did.
Wow.
I always,
on
every time
ABC
I
see 10.
I didn't know it was still on.
Every time I see an American Idol story or headline, I go, that show's still going.
Still
huh?
going.
Good for them, I guess.
No idea.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest is still hosting. I forget
really?
Who the judges are now. They've definitely changed judges over the years. It's no longer
Gwen
Paula
Stefani,
Abdul and Simon Cowell and Randy.
Blake
what was Randy's
Shelton,
name?
Shelton, or is he the voice? I don't know.
I think Blake Shelton is one of them.
Right, we're devolving. Just get back to the story.
Back to the class of 24.
No, that's not Blake Shelton. You're right. He's one of the other ones. What were you saying, Woods? Garth Brooks?
Just work it out on the
See
air.
See one of them?
All right, go
Let's
ahead.
Just Google it now at this point.
Who
we're
was
so invested.
It? Who got in?
The Rock and Roll
This dude
Hall
can't
of
get
fame
on vacation fast enough.
For the class of 2024, announced last night on some show. We have Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
Cher.
Okay.
Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
Foreigner.
Finally.
Yes.
Peter Frampton.
Okay.
Cool in the Gang.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
And A Tribe Called Quest.
They made it. All of those made it.
Yes.
That's a huge class.
So meaning,
are they all going to get to perform?
Did you skip some?
That was the performers category.
That's the performers.
Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick also went in.
The MC5 got in.
And Norman Whitfield as creator in Motown.
Okay. All right.
But
I'm
as
excited.
Far as the performers go, Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest.
I'm excited.
You know who
for
I'm most excited for.
Foreigner. Yeah, yes. I'm excited for them, too. They had a lot of people campaigning on their behalf. I mean, they had Josh from Queens of the Stone Age doing a video for them. You know, listen.
I don't know how they weren't in already.
I agree. Foreigner, I think, is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band. There's, you know, I stopped, I don't want to say caring about it years ago, but I stopped getting up in arms about it. Like the old me would have been like, look, bro, Dave Matthews is a good band. They're not Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band, right? They're a great band. Are they, is Mary J. Blige, rock and roll?
I don't know.
You know, that's the thing, is like great performers in their own right.
You're saying every time we talk about it.
Why don't you talk about the music
yeah,
Hall of Fame,
but I don't get upset anymore about it. I'm happy for all those that got in.
Just to wrap this up, Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie are the judges of American Idol now.
I honest to God had no idea it was
and,
so long.
And by the way, Ryan Seacrest has been named as the successor to Pat Sajak as the new host of Wheel of Fortune as well.
As in addition
he,
to,
in addition to all the other jobs
gig?
That he does,
God, that
yes.
guy works a lot.
He does.
It's every single
He's
job.
Like the Sam Levitt.
Every
of,
hosting job in Hollywood
yeah,
goes to Ryan Seacrest.
The Sam Levitt of Hollywood. Very, very good. Thanks, Paulie.
You're welcome.
It's our Randall Report. All right, when we come back, we're going to give away some tickets to a musical performer, Parker McCollum, coming to Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater. And I want to hear, do we have more Mike Schilt audio that we can play
Holy
at some
shit.
Point from the weekend? We might have some more Mike Schilt audio as
Hi,
well.
This is Mike Schilt.
There he is.
There it is.
Coming up next with Bennett Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Weekend it was in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers, like the Padres, had to avoid a sweep yesterday. They did, Woods, with a 10-0 win over the Mets. Shohei Ohtani broke his tie with Hideki Matsui, most home runs all time by a Japanese-born baseball player. And they remain a game ahead of the second-place Padres in the NL West standings. A little early for standings watching.
It is.
The Padres now play the Rockies. The Rockies split a doubleheader with the Seattle Mariners yesterday, winning 2-1 in 10 innings. Cal Quantrill pitched 6 shutout innings, so the Padres won't see him over the next 4 days. Former Padre now pitching for the Rockies. Mariners won game 2 of the doubleheader, 10-2. The Marlins split a 4-game series with the Cubs. That's a It's definitely an improvement for the Marlins. Yeah. They won 6-3 yesterday.
6-3.
I was going to say 2, and then I changed it to Italian. 3 at the last second.
6-3.
The Brewers got a couple of former Padres helping them.
6-3.
Owen Miller drove in both runs to support Colin Ray as the Brewers beat the Cardinals 2-0.
Old friends.
The Orioles blanked the Royals 5-0. Baltimore taking 2 of 3 in an early series between two of the AL's top teams so far in Kansas City and Baltimore. Let's see. Reds shut out the Angels 3-0. That's a 3-game sweep. Too bad. Angels had been playing a little bit better, but they go down against the Reds over the weekend.
They've lost 4 in a row.
Yeah. Yankees beat the Rays. Took 2 of 3 from Tampa. Phillies beat the White. The White Sox are horrifically bad. They were swept again. They're now 3-18
Dang, dude.
On the season. When do the Padres get to play the White Sox? Now there is a team that has really struggled early in the year.
The second to last week.
Of course.
By then, they'll be all different players, probably new manager. Everything will change. Sunday Night Baseball was the Rangers and the Braves, and the Rangers avoided a sweep. Yeah, it was. I watched some of it last night. Texas getting the 6-4 win over Atlanta. So that's some of your weekend results in Major League Baseball.
Still a couple of teams. You surprised me this morning. I guess I had not been paying much attention to the Central divisions. I rarely do. The Minnesota Twins off to a 7-13 start really surprised me a lot. When you said it this morning, I'm like, no, that can't be. Tigers have a winning record. They're 12-10. The Royals playing really good baseball this year. I know they've dropped 2 straight, but the Guardians, man, 16-6 already for the Cleveland Guardians. And, you know, that's 3 teams right there in the hunt in the AL Central. And the NL Central, you're looking at 3 good teams there as well. I mean, the Central is really stepping up. Actually, 4 good teams.
I think for me, the biggest question is, will the Astros break out of this funk and be the team that you usually expect the Astros to be? Or is this going to be a down year? They're 7-16 so far this season.
That's bananas.
One of the biggest shocking results. They're behind the Oakland A's, for goodness sake, in the AL West right now. Well, no one saw that coming.
The divisions that everyone picked to be kind of the strongest divisions, a lot of people looked at the AL West and they said the Texas Rangers, the Seattle Mariners got a really good young pitching staff. The Houston Astros are going to be a beast like they always are. They're very mediocre. Your West leader is the Texas Rangers at 12-11. And then you go to the NL West, the other division where you thought, holy crap, you're going to have the insane Dodgers, the upstart Padres, the Diamondbacks coming off their World Series appearance, and the San Francisco Giants spent a lot of money. They should be much better. Got a new manager. It's a very mediocre division as it stands today as well. I mean, your leader there is 13-11, Los Angeles Dodgers. Padres right behind them at 12-12.
I think I kind of had the dilemma as I was watching Dodgers Mets over the weekend, and my instinct, of course, was
go Mets,
take care of the Dodgers. Padres could even move into first place if Dodgers had lost yesterday. But then the logical part of my brain says, in the end, are the Padres really competing against the Dodgers for a division title, or are they competing against the Mets potentially for a wild card spot? What's more likely at the end of the season? My heart was, of course, cheering against the Dodgers, but my head just had that little tiny thing like, it actually could be bad that the Mets take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers in this series in the long run.
To watch, though, isn't it? I enjoyed watching the lowlights of that game.
We had the discussion a few weeks back about how it's counterintuitive, it seems, but you almost want to root for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Well, that was every National League team except for the San Diego Padres.
That was also when you thought it was a foregone conclusion that they were going to win every game by 7 runs.
And they haven't.
And they haven't. You still feel like they'll get there. You do. You still feel like they'll get there at some point. But their fans are in the chamber as well. This is not the start that they wanted to get off to. Period. I know it's only been for them 24 games, but to be 3-7 in their last 10, they probably would have bet their mortgage they wouldn't hit a 3-7 skid the entire year.
Right? I mean, metrically, against really a slightly easier schedule because they've played the struggling Twins, they played the Nationals. The Dodgers really haven't been any better than the Padres.
No.
They've allowed one fewer run and scored 6 more over the course of 24 games.
Right.
But it very much have been kind of the same team, one game separated over those first 24 games. The Dodgers have not played any better than the San Diego Padres.
No.
despite their massive investment in payroll and all the players that they have signed. Yamamoto's been so-so to start the season. Ohtani's been good, but not clutch for the most part to start the season. And
Mookie's been good, but not, defensively.
You know, they had a big win yesterday, but, you know, big win, close losses. A lot of things similar to the Padres from last season.
Look, man, if it's going to go, here's what I need from the Dodgers. You either need to go into the death spiral for the entire season and be the biggest laughingstock in Major League Baseball history, and you would be, period, the end. Or I need you to start dominating teams so we can get this show on the road. You know what I'm saying? I need you to start whipping up on the teams.
Just so we know where
just so
where
we know
stands.
Who you are and what you are.
What we're up against us.
If I had my vote, give me Death Spiral. Give me the worst 162-game season you've ever seen.
You thought last year was bad for the Padres.
With the Padres. Yeah. Be worse. But I need it to happen. I need it's their true identity to reveal themselves sooner than later. Because, look, like I said, if you had asked a Dodger fan before the beginning of the season, will you guys go 3-7 in a 10-game stretch? If you had bet them $1,000, I'll bet you guys go 3-7 in a 10-game stretch this year. They'd say, I'll take that bet. Unquestionably. My plan, if you bet money on baseball, your plan was just ride the Dodgers. You started to see how they started to play. You're like, no, I'm not. They don't look good. I mean, the Nationals got you. They're sloppy defensively. Max Muncy, with the bases loaded. I was listening to the game coming back from the Seals the other night because the Padres game was over. I was listening to the Dodger game, and they said he's had like six chances with the bases loaded this year. He struck out every time. I mean, it just Chris Taylor's continuing to struggle. They're not getting production when they need it. Their pitching is suspect. Their bullpen is suspect. You know, and injuries have mounted a little bit for them as well. They got a lot of guys coming off, but how are they going to perform? So the pressure is definitely on. I mean, you can tell they're not playing up to their capabilities and certainly not playing up to their payroll.
You know, and the funny thing about the Padres is when you look at, and again, it's early, but who they've faced, they've taken 3 of 5 from the first place Dodgers, 2 of 3 from the first place Brewers, 2 of 3 from the second place Cubs. The teams they've actually lost series against, like the Cardinals are in last place.
Giants.
The Giants are in second to last place. They've played well against the contenders so far this year in amassing their 12-12 records.
Yep.
So is that telling? Does that mean anything this early in the season?
Again,
I don't know.
Again, I feel like they'll figure it out. I think they're too talented not to, but we said that about this team last year, and they never did.
All right, got an opportunity to win some tickets right now. We got a pair of tickets. Column at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater on October 25th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But if you're interested in seeing Parker McCollum, be the fourth caller at 833-288-0973. Fourth caller, 833-288-0973, and you can win a pair of tickets right now here from the Fan. Give us a call. Paulie will take your call during the break, and then we'll come back with our final segment of Ben and Woods on a Monday. Flying by. Get you ready for the Padres-Rockies game tomorrow night. We still can play a little more of that Mike Schilt audio as well.
Tonight, too. Tonight's game.
Did I say tonight?
You said tomorrow night.
And tonight. There is a game tomorrow.
There is a game tonight.
But we'll probably look at the one tonight first.
I would say if we're going to pick one to do now,
start in
we'll
order.
Go tonight.
We'll preview next week's game.
Against the Reds
tonight. And then next week we can go back and look at tonight's game against the Rockies.
He's already in Vegas. He's already there.
Henderson.
Yes.
What's on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm going to beat you with this baseball bat. Senseless. I've never been more insulted.
That was like the meanest thing Ben's ever said.
He's out of his mind.
Not just to you, but to any human being.
I was not trying to be mean.
It's the...
You're the ones that are being mean right now. I'm not being mean. Insulting a man who's passed.
I'm not insulting him.
Yes,
I'm insulting you.
No.
The Schwab just popped.
There's a very nice picture of him that they put up on MLB Network, actually, a second ago.
Just rest in peace.
He passed, and it was a very handsome portrait of the man, and I said it looks kind of like Woods.
No, you didn't say that. You didn't say that.
Does he look kind of like Woods?
What did he say?
Does he look like kind of like the Woods? Schwab looks kind of like Woods.
You said you kind of look like
you kind of look like Schwab.
Yeah, there was definitely a couple of resemblances. Not that picture, Paulie. That's a different picture.
You said you
have literally the first picture that came up.
You said
that one doesn't look like Woods, but like the younger. The younger Schwab back in the day, really nice picture of him. It was not meant as an insult.
So number one, you said, well, you both have the facial hair. He has a goatee. He looks like Mike Fetters, who used to pitch for the Rockies. who we're about to preview. Yes, identical me there. Look at that.
Oh, there you, there's a younger picture. It looks just like you.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Look to your, look that way just a little bit. I mean, it's not totally dissimilar. Like that one, he's a little more sloppy than you are. God. You're a little more put together, I'd say.
This is unbelievable.
But that was a really nice picture of him that I saw. And I hadn't ever seen the resemblance until I saw that picture.
He looks more like you than he looks like me.
Really?
Yes. This is unreal.
Can you do a split screen, Holly, with the two of us? Is that possible?
Not really.
No, all right. I didn't mean it to be insulting.
Right.
Have you ever had a goatee like that?
No, I can't grow a goatee.
I mean, you have facial hair, though, and around your mouth and your...
But yeah, but it's
on your jaw.
It's not a...
I mean, if you just shaved
a guy with a goatee, looks the same.
If you just shaved a little more on the side,
so Jackson Merrill looks like the Schwab. Jackson Merrill looks just like the Schwab because he also has a goatee. Yes, look at there. I am the Schwab. You know, I expect to be bullied by the audience. I don't expect to be bullied by my co-hosts.
It's not a. I was not trying to bully.
Personal attacks.
Definitely not where I was going.
Oh, that's next level, somebody said. That's next level roasting. All right, Bobby Bacala, get us into tonight's...
I do look a little like Bobby Bacala.
Yeah,
minus there's the no little. Doubt about
correct.
That.
Yes. Since you've lost the weight.
A little less. Yeah, but I definitely did. No doubt about that. Okay. All right, let's check traffic.
All right, Bobby.
Come back, look ahead to tonight's game against the Rockies. Coming up next show. 97.3 The Fan.
It's the meanest thing you've ever said. It's the meanest thing
it's
you've
so
ever
gnarly.
Said.
I mean,
Ben in the chat. Three schlubby guys arguing which looks
which
most,
was
like
most like
schlubby.
Yeah, schlubby three guys that all look like the Schwab are... He takes one of them to point out that the other one does.
I don't think that he looked that schlubby, though. That's the thing. That's why I wasn't being insulting.
No, he's moonlighted as a Tom Ford model, the Schwab. I'm ready to go home.
Sad. We should not.
Oh, man.
I mean, we spoke highly of him earlier.
That's he's great.
Not, it's not.
Yes,
no
have to drag
there.
Anybody else show. Into it. You could have just let it go. The next,
I loved Chris Farley. I don't want to be compared to him.
Correct.
Do you owe Don Orsillo an apology?
No, I think it was said, and I think Don had to correct it, but I... people are now tweeting. People are now tweeting pictures of the Schwab at me. This is going to stick with me for the rest of my life. I don't know how I'm going to get you back, but I'm going to. You can rest assured, and it's not going to be pretty. Do you understand me? Christopher said identical Stephen Woods. It couldn't look less like me. Son of a bitch. This poor guy is trying
been,
to rest
I've never been
peace.
Great at lookalikes, I'll admit that.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's put it this way. You're better at impressions than you are at lookalikes. And you're terrible at impressions. I hate it here so much. Just bullied mercilessly. I forgot what I was going to say.
You were
going
to apologize to Don.
To Don. I you know, it was 4:20 over the weekend. I didn't partake at all. And I was stone cold sober. I was working, doing charity events.
Big Bomba Club. Big Bomba Tsunami.
And I saw somebody had tweeted, they were watching the broadcast, and Don said that he had never seen Shawshank Redemption. So I tweeted this morning, I was stone cold sober all weekend, but I could have sworn I saw a tweet, said Don Orsillo hadn't seen Shawshank. How could that possibly be? Don said on the telecast that it was fake. He said that he's seen Shawshank many times. He'd never seen Escape from Alcatraz, which is a bit...
I've never seen Escape from Alcatraz.
Now, that's a bit of a crime in its own right. But not nearly as one that Shawshank. Like, you have to see Shawshank. It's almost every guy's favorite movie. And I'm not necessarily sure why, but it's really, really great.
Of course, it's fantastic.
It's a fantastic film.
Seen it a dozen times if I've seen it once.
Oh, yeah. And every time it's on, it's a stop down for me.
Yeah.
And it was Escape from Alcatraz was the film, which is a great one.
I rarely have time to get... the stop down, like caught up in a movie and then watch the whole thing. You know, it's on. I've got to watch this movie. But it happened to me over the weekend. A movie that I had never seen in my life. And it was coming on, I don't know, like Turner Classic Movies or something. And I'm not a guy to watch black and white movies. It's just never been my thing. There's so many of those old classics that I've never seen.
Never.
And this weekend, I watched for the first time in my life, and actually I enjoyed it, Casablanca.
You're joking.
Yeah, first time I have ever seen it.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it either.
I have no intention of watching it. Yeah, I did watch it, and Humphrey Bogart.
And they talk like this?
A little bit, yeah. Rick's Cafe Americaine and Casablanca.
Welcome to Rick's Cafe Americaine.
The story and all the... But to actually watch the movie and then see all the lines you've heard a million times. Like, here's looking at you, kid. And,
yeah.
You know, and...
So you liked the film.
I actually did like the movie.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole movie, which is weird for me.
That's mad.
Like, but the game was over.
We can't get him to watch Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
We can't get him to watch all these like culturally...
Anything in the last, I don't know, 75 years. And yet...
The list of movies you haven't seen is longer than my leg.
It just started, and I go, okay, right, everyone like says it. This is... consistently ranked among the greatest films of all time. So I figured, all right, let's actually watch it and see why. And it was a good movie, I thought.
Interesting.
I mean, very old, very, you know. But, you know, the time period, it was actually filmed in 1942 and set in like 1941, early World War II, before America got into the war, and was kind of an interesting story about that.
Yeah, it begged the question, though.
Like, yeah, Ben says that Play It Again, Sam was never actually uttered. They never said it.
Play It Again, Sam.
They have him play the song over and over again in the movie, but they never actually say Play It Again, Sam.
I have a problem with... There's a couple of movies that have come out in the last couple of years. There's one now, and I think Craig recommended it. It's on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it, but it's in black and white. So
we're talking about the Maestro.
I would have watched that if it was in color. I like Bradley Cooper and I like music, so I would have watched it. It's in black and white. I don't know why I can't justify in my head. It's going to put me to sleep. I'll try it, but it's going to 100% put me to sleep. But there's a lot of movies. I mean, I've seen a lot of movies, but there's a lot I haven't seen. Like I haven't seen Schindler's List. I never saw it. The subject matter to me, I heard it's brilliant. I heard it's incredible. I heard it's well done. I believe that's also in black and white. Maybe that has
something to do with it. It is in black and white. I've seen it. No.
Yeah, you haven't seen it either.
Neither of you have seen Schindler's List.
No, never saw Schindler's List. What about you?
I used to feel like you had to watch all the Best Picture winners at some point.
You say that.
Even now, I've started falling on not watching as many of the Best Picture winners. I mean, there's so many movies that I haven't seen, though.
My ADD keeps me from watching almost any movie. It takes 6 to 7 hours to watch a two-hour movie for me. And really, I stop down, I fall asleep, whatever, and I just can't get through it. And, like, I haven't been to a movie theater in forever to sit and watch a movie. Like, that Sinatra movie, if it comes out, that's one I would go see in theaters because I'd be way into it.
I'm trying to think, like, what's the most, the biggest movie, the most popular movie that you've seen?
I'm looking through, like,
some
of the Best Picture winners. Like, I've never seen Dances with Wolves.
I never saw that either.
I mean, like, the most popular, biggest box office movies that you've never seen.
I never saw
it. It's kind of like, it almost hurts to admit.
Ooh,
you're going to like piss a lot of people
off. I have another good one. I never saw Alien. Sigourney Weaver. Is it Alien or Aliens?
The sequel is Aliens. I definitely have seen Alien. I don't know that I've seen Aliens.
Never saw that.
I'm looking at the list of biggest box office hits. I've never seen any of the Fast and the Furious movies.
Okay, me neither.
Not a single one of those.
Almost all of those. Maybe all of them.
Let's see if there's anything else on here that I haven't seen.
I
haven't seen any of the Transformers movies.
Nope, I haven't seen any of those.
Let's see.
I got one. Star Wars.
Never saw it.
Never saw Star Wars.
The original?
The actual,
I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of it,
right,
but never, like, sat down and watched it. I watched the horrible one that came out in, like, 2000.
Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
With Jar Jar Binks and Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Why would you go to that if you hadn't seen any of the other Star Wars
movies? I know. Because I was 10 years old.
Because he's 10 years old. I
never got into Star Wars, so I'm like, well, that sucked. I don't really feel like watching one from 30, 40 years ago now.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's an age thing, I think. Ben hasn't seen... You haven't seen... There's a lot of movies you haven't seen.
There are a lot of movies I haven't seen. I do pretty well on this list of like most biggest box office hits, though.
I don't know what it says about me. I'm more likely to rewatch Tommy Boy for the 100th time.
Means you're a moron, and I am too.
Fantastic Four or the new Civil War Avengers movie.
That's
or something.
Pretty much me too.
I haven't seen Barbie yet. I know everyone's seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
That's already the 14th highest grossing film of all time.
That's a good one.
My kids really enjoyed. I put on the other day. The Chris Farley classic, Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh, my God.
And it is the worst movie.
Holy
I don't think I've seen that
but it, it's so bad that it's great.
So
like,
good.
It is so... They sat and watched that movie like it was the best thing they'd ever seen. So I get to relive a lot, you know, of movies of my youth with them, and they really like that. So
I feel like this show is sometimes so bad it's great.
So. Yeah, I think so.
It's really a good spot to be in when you can be so terrible that it actually is entertaining.
Yeah.
Really takes the pressure off sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
Was that a really good segment? No. It bad? Well, yeah.
Then it was good.
Works.
That's exactly right.
All right. Tonight, this afternoon, middle of the evening, kind of late afternoon, Padres and the Rockies. First of the four-game series, 440 EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sammy Levitt in 540 first pitch. So Dylan Cease, who has been the Padres' best pitcher so far, gets to try Coors Field tonight.
Has he ever pitched there?
I would imagine with all the interleague play that at some point he's hit Coors Field, but certainly doesn't have the experience with it that NL West pitchers have. Feels like he's the kind of pitcher who might at least have a minimal effect on Coors Field. You know, you throw hard, you still throw hard at Coors Field. You know, not overly reliant on... You know, the slow-moving breaking balls. You can see why Yu Darvish sometimes can probably really not love Coors Field, but he'll go up against Austin Gomber, who is the definition of...
Frustrating.
Of mediocre, really.
Well, he's going to frustrate us, and I feel it in my bones right now. His fastball tops out at about 90. He's a fastball changeup guy, and, you know, that's... And I'm going to beat you with this baseball bat. Senseless. I've never been more insulted.
That was like the meanest thing Ben's ever said.
He's out of his mind.
Not just to you, but to any human being.
I was not trying to be mean.
It's the...
You're the ones that are being mean right now. I'm not being mean. Insulting a man who's passed.
I'm not insulting him.
Yes,
I'm insulting you.
No, no.
The Schwab just popped.
There was a very nice picture of him that they put up on MLB Network, actually, a second ago.
Just rest in peace.
Because he's passed, and it was a very... handsome portrait of the man, and I said it looks kind of like Woods.
No, you didn't say that. You didn't say
does
that.
Does he look
exactly
kind of like Woods?
What did he say?
Does he look like kind of like the Woods? Schwab looks kind of like Woods.
You said you kind of look like
you kind of look like Schwab.
Yeah, there was definitely a couple of resemblances. Not that picture, Paulie. That's a different picture.
You said you
it was
have...
literally the first picture that came up.
You said
that doesn't look like Woods, but like the younger. The younger Schwab back in the day, really nice picture of him. It was not meant as an insult.
So number one, you said, well, you both have the facial hair. He has a goatee. He looks like Mike Fetters, who used to pitch for the Rockies, who we're about to preview. Yes, identical me there. Look at that.
Oh, there you go. There's a younger picture. It looks just like you.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Look that way just a little bit. I mean, it's not totally dissimilar. Like that one, he's a little more sloppy than you are. God. You're a little more put together, I'd say.
This is unbelievable.
But that was a really nice picture of him that I saw. And I hadn't ever seen the resemblance until I saw that picture.
He looks more like you than he looks like me.
Really?
Yes. This is unreal.
Can you do a split screen, Paulie, with the two of us? Is that possible?
Not really.
No, all right. I didn't mean it to be insulting.
Right.
Have you ever had a goatee like that?
No, I can't grow a goatee.
I mean, you have facial hair, though, around your mouth and your...
But yeah, but it's
on your jaw.
It's not a...
I mean, if you just shave...
Every guy with a goatee looks the same.
If you just shaved a little more on the side...
So Jackson Merrill looks like the Schwab. Jackson Merrill looks just like the Schwab because he also has a goatee. Yes, look at... There I am. The Schwab. You know, I expect to be bullied by the audience. I don't expect to be bullied by my co-hosts.
I was not trying to bully.
Personal attacks.
definitely not where I was going.
Oh, that's next level, somebody said. That's next level roasting. All right, Bobby Bacala. Get us into tonight's.
I do look a little like Bobby Bacala.
Yeah,
minus there's no doubt about that.
Yes. Since you've lost the weight.
A little less. Yeah, but I definitely did. No doubt about that. Okay. All right, let's check traffic.
All right, Bobby.
Come back. Look ahead to tonight's game against the Rockies. Coming up next.
Shout out to his family.
97.3 The Fan.
It's the meanest thing you've ever said.
It's so gnarly.
Ben in the chat. Three schlubby guys arguing which looks most like
three guys that all look like the Schwab are... He takes one of them to point out that the other one does.
I don't think that he looked that schlubby, though. That's the thing. That's why I wasn't being insulting.
No, he's moonlighted as a Tom Ford model, the Schwab. I'm ready to go home.
Sad. We should not.
Oh, man.
I mean, we spoke highly of him earlier.
That's great.
You don't have to drag anybody else into it.
You could have just let it go. The next,
I loved Chris Farley. I don't want to be compared to him.
Correct.
Do you owe Don Orsillo an apology?
No, I think it was said, and I think Don had to correct it. But I people are now tweeting pictures of the Schwab at me. This is going to stick with me for the rest of my life. I don't know how I'm going to get you back, but I'm going to. You can rest assured, and it's not going to be pretty. Do you understand me? Christopher said identical Stephen Woods. It couldn't look less like me. Son of a bitch. This poor guy is trying to rest.
I've never been great at lookalikes, I'll admit that.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's put it this way. You're better at impressions than you are at lookalikes. And you're terrible at impressions. I hate it here so much. Just bullied mercilessly. I forgot what I was going to say.
You were
going
to apologize to Don.
To Don. It was 4:20 over the weekend. I didn't partake at all. And I was stone cold sober. I was working, doing charity events.
Big Bamba Club, Big Bamba Tsunami.
And I saw somebody had tweeted, they were watching the broadcast, and Don said that he had never seen Shawshank Redemption. So I tweeted this morning, I was stone cold sober all weekend, but I could have sworn I saw a tweet, said Don Orsillo hadn't seen Shawshank. How could that possibly be? Don said on the telecast that it was fake. He said that he's seen Shawshank many times. He'd never seen Escape from Alcatraz, which is a bit...
I've never seen Escape from Alcatraz.
Now, that's a bit of a crime in its own right. But not nearly as one that Shawshank. You have to see Shawshank. It's almost every guy's favorite movie. And I'm not necessarily sure why, but it's really, really great.
Of course, it's fantastic.
It's a fantastic film.
Seen it a dozen times if I've seen it once.
Oh, yeah. And every time it's on, it's a stop down for me.
Yeah.
And it was Escape from Alcatraz was the film, which is a great one.
I rarely have time to get the stop down, like caught up in a movie and then watch the whole thing. It's on. I've got to watch this movie. But it happened to me over the weekend. A movie that I had never seen in my life. And it was coming on, I don't know, like Turner Classic Movies or something. And I'm not a guy to watch black and white movies. It's just never been my thing. There's so many of those old classics that I've never seen.
Never.
And this weekend I watched for the first time in my life, and actually I enjoyed it, Casablanca.
You're joking.
Yeah, first time I've ever seen it.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it either.
I have no intention of watching it.
Yeah, I did watch it, and Humphrey Bogart.
And they talk like this?
A little bit, yeah. Rick's Cafe Americaine and Casablanca.
Welcome to Rick's Cafe Americaine.
The story and all the... But to actually watch the movie and then see all the lines you've heard a million times. Like, here's looking at you, kid. And,
yeah.
You know, and...
You liked the film.
I actually did like the movie.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole movie, which is weird for me.
That's mad.
The game was over.
We can't get him to watch Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
We can't get him to watch all these like culturally...
Anything in the last, I don't know, 75 years. And yet...
The list of movies you haven't seen is longer than my leg.
It just started, and I go, okay,
right,
everyone says this is... consistently ranked among the greatest films of all time. So I figured, all right, let's actually watch it and see why. And it was a good movie, I thought.
Interesting.
I mean, very old, very, you know. but, you know, the time period was actually filmed in 1942 and set in like 1941, early World War II, before America got into the war, and was kind of an interesting story about that.
Yeah, it begged the question, though.
Like, yeah, Ben says that "Play It Again, Sam" was never actually uttered. They never said it.
Play it again, Sam.
They have him play the song over and over again in the movie, but they never actually say "Play It Again, Sam."
I have a problem with. There's a couple of movies that have come out in the last couple of years. There's one now, and I think Craig recommended it. It's on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it, but it's in black and white. So I...
We're talking about The Maestro.
The Maestro. I would have watched that if it was in color. I like Bradley Cooper and I like music. So I would have watched it. It's in black and white. I don't know why I can't justify in my head. It's going to put me to sleep. I'll try it, but it's going to 100% put me to sleep. But there's a lot of movies. I mean, I've seen a lot of movies, but there's a lot I haven't seen. Like, I haven't seen Schindler's List. I never saw it. The subject matter to me, I heard it's brilliant. I heard it's incredible. I heard it's well done. I believe that's also in black and white. Maybe that has something,
it is in black and white. I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't seen it either.
Neither of you have seen Schindler's List.
No, never saw Schindler's List. What about you?
I used to feel like you had to watch all the Best Picture winners at some point.
You say that.
Even now I've started falling on not watching as many of the Best Picture winners. I mean, there's so many movies that I haven't seen, though.
My ADD keeps me from watching almost any movie. It takes 6 to 7 hours to watch a 2-hour movie for me. Really, I stop down, I fall asleep, whatever, and I just can't get through it. And, like, I haven't been to a movie theater in forever to sit and watch a movie. Like, that Sinatra movie, if it comes out, that's one I would go see in theaters, because I'd be way into it.
I'm trying to think, like, what's the most the most popular movie that you've
seen? I'm looking through, like,
some
of the Best Picture winners. Like, I've never seen Dances with Wolves.
I never saw that either.
I mean, like, the most popular, biggest box office movies that you've never seen.
I never saw
it. It's kind of like, it almost hurts to admit.
Ooh,
you're gonna piss a lot of people.
I have another good one. I never saw Alien. Sigourney Weaver. Is it Alien or Aliens?
The sequel is Aliens. I definitely have seen Alien. I don't know that I've seen Alien.
Never saw that.
I'm looking at the list of biggest box office hits. I've never seen any of the Fast and the Furious movies.
Okay, me neither.
Not a single one of those.
Almost all of those. Maybe all of them.
Let's see if there's anything else on here that I haven't
seen. Marvel movies.
I haven't seen any of the Transformers movies.
Nope, I haven't seen any of those.
Let's see.
I got one. Star Wars.
Never saw it.
Never saw Star Wars.
The original?
The actual,
I've seen bits and pieces of it, but never, like, sat down and watched it. I watched the horrible one that came out in, like, 2000.
Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
With Jar Jar Binks and Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Why would you go with that if you hadn't seen any of the other Star Wars
movies? I know. Because I was 10 years old.
Because he's 10 years old. I
never got into Star Wars, so I'm like, well, that sucked. I don't really feel like watching one from 30, 40 years ago now.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's an age thing, I think. Ben hasn't seen... You haven't seen... There's a lot of movies you haven't seen.
There are a lot of movies I haven't seen. I do pretty well on this list of, like, biggest box office hits, though.
I don't know what it says about me. I'm more likely to rewatch Tommy Boy for the 100th time.
Means you're a moron, and I am too.
Fantastic Four or the new Civil War Avengers movie.
That's
or something.
Pretty much me too.
I haven't seen Barbie yet. I know everyone's seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
That's already the 14th highest grossing film of all time.
That's a good one.
My kids really enjoyed. I put on the other day a Chris Farley classic, Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh my God!
And it is the worst movie.
Holy
I don't think I've seen that.
It's so bad that it's great.
So
like
good.
It is so. They sat and watched that movie like it was the best thing they'd ever seen. So I get to relive a lot, you know, of movies of my youth with them, and they really like that. So
I feel like this show is sometimes so bad it's great.
So. Yeah, I think so.
It's really a good spot to be in when you can be so terrible that it actually is entertaining.
Yeah.
Really takes the pressure off sometimes.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
Was that a really good segment? No. Was it bad? Well, yeah.
Then it works. That's exactly right.
All right. Tonight, this afternoon, middle of the evening, kind of late afternoon, Padres and the Rockies. First of the 4-game series, 4:40 Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sammy Levitt and 5:40 first pitch. So Dylan Cease, who has been the Padres' best pitcher so far, gets to try Coors Field tonight.
Has he ever pitched there?
I would imagine with all the interleague play that at some point he's hit Coors Field, but certainly doesn't have the experience with it that NL West pitchers will have. Feels like he's the kind of pitcher who might at least have a minimal effect on Coors Field. You know, you throw hard, you still throw hard at Coors Field. You know, not overly reliant on, you know, the slow-moving breaking balls. You can see why Yu Darvish sometimes can probably not love Coors Field, but he'll go up against Austin Gomber, who is the definition of...
Frustrating.
Of mediocre, really.
Well, he's going to frustrate us, and I feel it in my bones right now. His fastball tops out at about 90. He's a fastball changeup guy, and you know, that's and by all accounts, Ben, you know, his ERA this year, and I don't know his splits home and road, he's thrown four starts, but his ERA is under five, which for the Colorado Rockies, that's team MVP type stuff. If you can keep your ERA below seven pitching for those guys, I mean, he's really getting job done for us. So he's one of those guys that typically you know, the Padres have trouble with. So hopefully they reverse that curse tonight and get in there and take this place from the house of horrors it has been and go out and beat a team that's vastly inferior to you. Really. I mean, by all accounts, you need to handle business. He's like fair.
Coors Field, altitude be damned. You have to win.
You gotta win.
The problem for the Rockies isn't necessarily been the pitching. Like this weekend in their three games against Seattle, they scored 0-2, and that was in 10 innings after scoring 0-9, and then 2 again. That's at home at Coors Field.
Yeah, man.
That they're not scoring. Chris Bryant's back on the injured list again. This is a team that just has struggled pretty badly offensively so far this season.
The two guys that have that Cease has not fared very well against, guess who? Charlie Blackmon and Ryan McMahon. So, I told you guys last week I was nervous about this series. I'm going to continue to be nervous about it. I hate when we go play there. Weird things happen. But, you know, like we said earlier, I think anything less than 3 or 4 is a huge opportunity wasted. A huge opportunity. You need to beat up on this team, and you need to start tonight by winning tonight's game with your ace on the mound. Period.
It does feel like you start the series, this is one you take. Yeah. And then you got Michael King coming off a great start. He is scheduled to go up against Ryan Feltner in game 2 of the series.
Beat me to it.
Feltner,
hardly know her.
Matt Waldron against TBD on Wednesday, and then Thursday afternoon is Randy Vasquez against Dakota Hudson, and he's 0-4, but with a 5 ERA.
If you like to bet props, you may put some money on Charlie Blackmon to hit a homer. If you can get like a series prop, it's probably very low odds, but it's almost a guarantee. He plays very well against the San Diego Padres.
Traditionally. He's fared well.
Bet tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday. Like, at some point, it's going to hit.
One time. Probably.
100%.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. I agree with you. This is a series you have to take at least 3 out of 4. A sweep would be even better. That's a lot to ask on the road always, but 3 out of 4 is really the goal here for the San Diego Padres. We'll come back tomorrow morning with our thoughts on how game one went with Dylan Cease on the mound. Up next, though, what has got to be an exhausted Craig Elston after 3 overtimes and then another game calling last night. He and Annie will be in next for the next 4 hours. That's it for us, though, for executive producer Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods.
The Schwab.
Right. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.